Welcome to Zichru V'Dafsi Money Memorabilia of Ram Golda, and today we're Zecher Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Vav. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission in the Perek states that one may use a sword to break open a barrel to eat dried figs from it, provided that he doesn't intend to make a vessel through creating a proper hole in the barrel. Rashi explains that breaking open the barrel without any intention to make into a vessel is an act of makalkel, destruction, which is permitted on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah only permits breaking the barrel for pressed figs, not loose figs. This, says the Gemara, goes according to Rabbi Nechemi, who holds, Ein kli nitla ela tashmish hamiyuchadla. A utensil is only permitted to be moved if one is moving it to use for its specialized purpose. Rashi explains that since the person requires a sword to separate the pressed figs, it's permitted to use a sword to open the barrel as well. If the figs in the barrel are loose, however, then the sword is not required for its usual purpose, meaning to cut the figs apart, and therefore it's prohibited to move. Point number two, Rabba said, Devar Torah, Kol Pesach she'enu asui l'hachnis l'hotzi enu Pesach. As a matter of Torah law, any opening that is not made for the purpose of bringing things in and taking things out is not deemed a true opening, and therefore one is not liable for its creation. The Rabban, however, prohibited even one-way openings because of the case of chicken coops. The purpose of a hole in the chicken coop is both to allow air to enter and also to let lethal vapors escape. Since many people are not aware of the second reason, they'll think that the hole is only in order to let the air enter, and they'll conclude that it's permitted to make a hole in the chicken coop. Therefore, the Rabban prohibited even one-way openings. And point number three, it was stated in the Braisa that all agree that it's permissible to reopen an old hole in a cask. Now, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that this braisa was referring only to holes that were plugged in a place where it was meant l'shamer, to preserve the aroma of the wine, but not in a place l'chazek, where it was meant to strengthen the cask. Rashi explains that since the plug used to keep the vapors from escaping was quite flimsy, the cask remains with the status of a perforated vessel. Reopening the vessel is therefore permissible. This is in contrast to a plug used to ensure that the wine doesn't flow out. Since this plug creates a complete seal, it erases from a halachic standpoint the existence of the perforation. Removing the seal is therefore forbidden as it's tantamount to creating a new opening. So once again, the three points are number one. The next mission of the Perek states that one may use a sword to break open a barrel to eat dried figs from it, provided that he doesn't intend to make a vessel through creating a proper hole in the barrel. Rush explains that breaking open the barrel without any intention to make it into a vessel is an act of makalkel, destruction, which is permitted on Shabbos. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah only permits breaking the barrel for pressed figs, not loose figs. This, says the Gemara, goes according to Rabbi Nechemi, who holds, Ein kli nitla ela tashmish hamiyuchadla. A utensil is only permitted to be moved if one is moving it to use for its specialized purpose. Rashi explains that since the person requires the sword to separate the pressed figs, it's permitted to use the sword to open the barrel as well. If the figs in the barrel are loose, however, then the sword is not required for its usual purpose, meaning to cut the figs apart, and therefore it's prohibited to move. Point number two, Rabba said, Dvar Torah kol Pesach, she'enu asui l'hachnis l'hotzi enu Pesach. As a matter of Torah law, any opening that is not made for the purpose of bringing things in and taking things out is not deemed a true opening, and therefore one is not liable for its creation. The Rabban, however, prohibited even one-way openings because of the case of chicken coops. Now, the purpose of a hole in a chicken coop is to both allow air to enter and also to let lethal vapors escape. Since many people are not aware of the second reason, they'll think the hole is only in order to let air enter, and they'll conclude that it's permitted to make a hole in the chicken coop. Therefore, they're abundant prohibited even one-way openings. And point number three was stated in a braisa that all agree that it's permissible to reopen an old hole in a cask. But Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that this braisa was referring only to holes that were plugged in a place where it was meant l'shamer, to preserve the aroma of the wine, but not in a place l'chazek, where it was meant to strengthen the cask. Rashi explains that since a plug used to keep the vapors from escaping was quite flimsy, the cask remains with the status of a perforated vessel. Reopening the vessel is therefore permissible. This is in contrast to a plug used to ensure that wine doesn't flow out. Since this plug creates a complete seal, it erases from a halachic standpoint the existence of the perforation. Removing the seal is therefore forbidden, as it's tantamount to creating a new opening. All right, so now we go to a Simfer Kuf Mem Vav, and we had a lot of interesting suggestions. We had communists, camouflage came up a lot. We had 100 cows going moo, chameleons, cameo appearance. We had commuters, the philosopher, camu, chemicals, community centers, and a couple people suggested Komodo dragons, these massive lizards. But I'm going to go with another popular suggestion, which was a kimono, the Japanese robe. So we're going to use kimono as our Simfer Kuf Mem Vav. Thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. So here goes. The samurai warrior in his kimono garb took his razor-sharp fig-cutting sword and poked a two-way hole in the smelly chicken coop perched on top of the cask of wine with the flimsy plug. Once again, in slow motion. The samurai warrior in his kimono garb, that must mean Ron Duff, Kuf Mem Vav. The samurai warrior in his kimono garb took his razor-sharp fig-cutting sword, which reminds us the next mission in the Perek states that one may use a sword to break open a barrel to eat dried figs from it. Provided that he doesn't intend to make a vessel through creating a proper hole in the barrel. Rashi explains that breaking open the barrel without any intention to make it into a kli is an act of mekalkel, destruction, which is permitted on Shabbos. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah only permits breaking the barrel for pressed figs, not loose figs. This, says the Gemara, goes according to Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds, Ein kli nitla el tashmish hamiyuchadla. A utensil is only permitted to be moved if one is moving it to use for its specialized purpose. Rashi explains that since the person requires a sword to separate the pressed figs, it's permitted to use a sword to open the barrel as well. If the figs in the barrel are loose, however, then the sword is not required for its usual purpose, meaning to cut the figs apart, and therefore it's prohibited to move. So the samurai warrior in his kimono garb took his razor-sharp fig-cutting sword and poked a two-way hole in the smelly chicken coop, which reminds Rava said, Dvar Torah kol pesach she'eno asu lahachnis lahotzi eno pesach. As a matter of Torah law, any opening that is not made for the purpose of bringing things in and taking things out is not deemed a true opening, and therefore one is not liable for its creation. The Rabban, however, prohibited even one-way openings because of the case of chicken coops. The purpose of a hole in a chicken coop is both to allow air to enter and also to let lethal vapors escape. Since many people are not aware of the second reason, they'll think that the hole is only in order to let air enter, and they'll conclude that it's permitted to make a hole in the chicken coop. Therefore, the Rabban prohibited even one-way openings. So the samurai warrior in his kimono garb took his razor-sharp fig-cutting sword and poked a two-way hole in the smelly chicken coop perched on top of the cask of wine with a flimsy plug. Which reminds us, it was stated in the Brice that all agree that it's permissible to reopen an old hole in a cask. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that this Brice was referring only to holes that were plugged in a place where it was meant l'shamer, to preserve the aroma of the wine, but not in a place l'chazek, where it was meant to strengthen the cask. Rashi explains that since a plug used to keep the vapors from escaping was quite flimsy, the cask remains with the status of a perforated vessel. Reopening the vessel is therefore permissible. This is in contrast to a plug used to ensure that wine does not flow out. Since the plug creates a complete seal, it erases from a halachic standpoint the existence of the perforation. Removing the seal is therefore forbidden, as it's tantamount to creating a new opening. So once again, the samurai warrior in his kimono garb took his razor-sharp fig-cutting sword and poked a two-way hole in the smelly chicken coop perched on top of the cask of wine with the flimsy plug. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.